Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? I'm talking to y'all from a place, it might seem like I'm in the bathroom, but I'm not. I'm being silly, man. Shout out to my homies from the loop. Loneliness, what's up? I see y'all out there. Let me switch microphones right quick.
All right. How about that? I know I'm on that echo and shit. Let me turn this mixer down some. All right, check this out, y'all. This your boy, E-Max, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, I just got a motherfucking question, man. What the fuck is wrong with all these niggas out here? Huh? I mean, shooting kids, run three, just blowing shit up. Okay? What the fuck is going on with these niggas? And they, other people coming to the studio. What's up, dog? She's in the house. Chilling, man. Just getting started. Shouting out to my people out of Kentucky, loneliness in the building. But we just gonna go over a few topics, man, serious business, because there's some shit happening in our neighborhood that I'm really not getting in the city, period. You know what I'm saying? All of this, you know what? I just went on my Facebook page and I said I was gonna try not to cuss. And what did I do? Man, about five of them already. I might as well get the shit going. Fuck it!
All right.
Brace
yourself.
Look. Everywhere we go, every fucking time I turn on the TV, another motherfucker shot somebody, motherfucker drive-by shooters. Niggas is still in the most unlikeliest vehicles, caravans. What the fuck is a... Okay.
No.
Replay back on that. No, wait a minute. Let me get. We ain't going to the caravan yet because I'm still trying to figure out which one of these motherfucking rays they done shot down through all these cell phones and then spook all these motherfucking niggas or whatever and buy them or whatever you want to call it. Man, if these motherfuckers are just committing some crazy ass crimes. You know what I'm saying? I never understand. I'm not feeling it right now. I don't know what the hell's going on. We got all of this shit going on with the police. All over the country. But we talking about Cleveland right now. You know what I'm saying? We got all of this crazy shit jumping off. And these motherfuckers want to do dumb shit like that. What about them phone motherfuckers? Right now, it's four motherfuckers on TV. And they did some stupid shit. They got four motherfuckers already locked up for being the motherfuckers that was terrorizing them white folks down in Tremont. Okay? Now they got four dumbass motherfuckers doing some old dumb shit.
Because, like you said there, let's reflect back to what we said in the beginning. When you looked at the caravan aspect, right? What does the caravan hold? Passes, right? Somebody you have passes, you ain't just getting one, you getting a whole group now. And when you look at, once again, what we emphasize to us about the lack of education, lack of motivation, and the lack of a drive of an individual that has not even been taught to do anything. You got to remember, man, we reflected back on this. We said, what we got running around? Right now, we got the fucking crack babies running around.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the fuck is loose out here in society. I'm sorry, if you don't want to be labeled as that, then you need to cut out the fucking foolishness, thinking that you can run around the fucking streets with lawlessness,
mm-hmm.
thinking that you in the motherfucking Wild Wild West and shit, and you can just shoot a motherfucker in the alley and shit, you see what I'm saying? No, don't get down like that. We're not in the motherfucking Wild Earth movies and shit, and we damn sure ain't in the Wild West.
Right. Now, I know, I'm feeling the revolt. I'm feeling the, you know, we ain't feeling the police shit, okay? I underdig you. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, let's reflect back on that one.
But
what was the whole mission behind the police? The police was supposed to protect and serve the community. That's what
not
the
no
kid
more.
Said on the side of the fucking police car.
They don't say it no more.
Now the kid on the side of the police car saying police.
Police.
911.
Emergency.
Not even let emergency. Me. That's on the ambulance.
Right.
Let me bring my niggas in. 502. What it do, man?
What's good? What's good?
Chilling. Just sparking up conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what y'all talking about, man.
Man, it's some wild shit going out here in the land, dog. And I'm talking about a lot of senseless shit, you know what I'm saying? Just last night, you know, I'm going to say, now the way they said it on the news, a girl was sitting in the car with somebody, and the baby was in the car, too. And the car just rolled by and just started bucking. Buck, 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 buck. You know what I think? That girl, baby, daddy. She was that girl, baby, daddy. And the baby got hit three times. Neither one of them got hit. Oh, she got hit in the leg.
But my point is, who's here? First of all, why do you have to fucking use a gun to resolve the fucking issue?
Man.
This is, once again, to perpetuate the situation where now if you got one doing it, then you got the next monkey doing it. Okay? But, once again, let's reflect back on to the band theory, what we were talking about earlier in the conversation. We don't want just one. We want a group of them motherfuckers. This is the whole new form of motherfucking anti-slavery. Alright? And, okay, now, we're not supposed to be slavery. Well, excuse me, let me rephrase that. We're not supposed to be slaves, but yet when you look at how the structure is already being set up and implemented, what are you doing? If you don't have education to move yourself up to the middle class status, then, once again, what are you doing? If you do educate yourself and move up to the middle class status, what occupation would you actually have? There is none.
Ain't none. You gonna work at the grocery store. Because so many niggas that robbed the A-Rams, they ain't giving young niggas jobs no more.
Nah.
They ain't even going to work at the A-Rams stuff. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that I'm trying to figure out, man, is what the fuck didn't happen? Because all of a sudden, you got motherfuckers just jumping out on little kids, snatching them up, dragging them behind buildings in broad daylight. You got these niggas running around at nighttime chasing their baby mama, shooting up the car she in.
When they did that study on the Ritalin, right? Let's go here. When they did that study on the Ritalin drug that was supposed to be used for the kids, that was supposed to be quote unquote high strung.
Hey, man, hold on, okay. T. Hold on. Hey, my nigga, can you hear the co-host pretty good out there?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear y'all good.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay, should I speak a little louder? But the point I'm making here is that when you look at the Ritalin that was supposed to be used to slow down high-strung kids and everything, they did a study on that shit, and they showed that little white kid fucking grouped to the fucking side and drooling all out of his motherfucking mouth like a zombie and shit, right? All of a sudden, the white folks said, listen, we can't give that shit to the motherfucking kids. wasn't nothing wrong with Lil Billy. He just wanted to fucking go play and jump and swing and hang from the fucking tree. Like normal fucking kids do. But they said, no, we don't want Lil Billy doing that shit. We want Lil Billy to sit down and do what we tell him to do. Like a fucking robot. But, you gotta remember, God's planet
and
everything, we are not robots.
And the fucked up thing about it,
you cannot control the motherfucker's mind. I don't give a fuck how you try to do it. It's going to be a way to get around it. They're even making a fucking movies about the stuff right now. And when you try to control it, what the white folks doing? Rebelling.
Mm-hmm.
They lead the way telling you that it's already coming. They doing this shit, but yet, what are the blacks doing? Falling right into the motherfucking crack like weeds and shit, and getting sucked into where they say, oh yeah, let's go sign the little capitalist shit, legalize marijuana, and then your dumb ass can't even get a motherfucking job.
George Floyd's motherfucking old ass, we ain't heard from him in years, and he said he wants to vote yes on issue 3. Man, you know, for real though, he old, he got cataracts, I do. Chris Tucker gonna ask that nigga, you better have cataracts. What's this right here? He said, ain't nothing but a cigarette. He said, stick a weed. but you know, it's some serious shit happening in our communities, man. And all of these motherfucking politicians, they don't really give a fuck because they trying to keep their jobs and get a raise and all of this shit. Like the rest of us that go to work every day. Ain't nothing special about these motherfucking politicians, man. They do the same thing. The only thing is they pretend to be our friends.
But they have to do that, because right now when you look at them already saying is, you gotta vote for me. So by you voting for me, I got to be your buddy.
Well, the Electoral College gonna decide that shit. Regardless who the popular vote is.
It's still through a powerful place. Electoral is how we manipulate off.
Right.
We've seen that shit happen. Where they say the masses of the people have spoken, regardless of the electoral.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Right.
This ain't no motherfucking new shit. This ain't nothing but some shit that's just perpetuating itself over and over again. Every fucking 10 years, we go through the same bullshit ass rhetoric of someone standing up on the podium talking about some, I'm gonna lead the people. You ain't led shit.
Look, that is why I titled this show, There Is Hope, Never Give Up, man. And I said that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because some shit happened to me personally that told me never give up. You know what I'm saying?
No, first of all, ain't nobody saying that you should give up. We got to still fight the big fight, because right now, shit, if you give up, you might as well go crawl under the motherfucking rock or do like they do, go jump off the fucking bridge and end it all.
Look, man, this is what we're trying to avoid. We don't need that.
I'm not saying that that's what we're supposed to
do. We don't even want to put that idea. I saw this shit, dog.
The number one key is unity.
It's not going to help, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm telling you, look.
That's not going to help.
All right, but look. What the fuck happened when they faked everybody out and crashed some fucking planes into the Twin Towers and shit? What did that
they
mean?
Lied to everybody.
That fucking credit unity, though.
For about a few days. Listen, no, for real. But when that report came out, motherfuckers was like, oh man. We should just go ahead back to hate niggas again. Fuck it. Because the motherfucker who did it was what? A sand nigga. And they just did what? And he didn't even do it. They performed an assassination because Osama bin Laden, this is my theory. Oh, before I start my theory, I want to say that Blog Talk Radio don't got nothing to do with what I say, what I think, what I feel. Any of the views or anything that you hear on this show tonight are strictly those that are spoken by the spokee and not necessarily Blog Talk Radio itself. So if you got something you want to say about what you heard on tonight's show, just call 646-478-0944 on the scheduled show night, and you can speak to someone in charge and address your issue at that point. Do not bother Blog Talk Radio, because they will simply give you the same information that I have just given you. Thank you for your cooperation.
And now, back to the show. All right, here we go. Osama bin Laden was continuing, and this is just my opinion, he was continuing the same shit that they killed Saddam Hussein for. They was getting ready to build. They already had all of the artifacts. They had some shit that was going to prove that 4,000-year-old thing was fucking fake and everything else. They was building a museum on top of the motherfucking archaeological find, and it was over 10,000 years old. And they was going to open it up to the public for free. Mm-hmm. And these money lenders did not want that to happen.
So, in other words,
they killed because Osama bin Laden was Saddam Hussein's heir. They won't tell you that. He turned a lot of his shit over to Osama because he trained that motherfucker. Damn, I'm just dropping kernels everywhere. Somebody want to help me out here? But y'all, you gotta understand, man, the shit is not just against the black people. Everybody always want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, they trying to kill all the black people. Well, according to Charles Darwin, we have no place on this planet. We are uncivilized and will remain and did not take and adhere to the original doctrine. See, we didn't want to let go of our African spirituality. But here's another twist on that and another flip side of that coin. We ain't African. We are not African. We are the descendants of the black folks, the Moors, and all of those motherfuckers that was here already.
Exactly.
All right? A lot of people don't know that. You gotta look that shit up.
That's why they were fighting for back to the genealogy, because they were going into the background check on.
Why you think they came up with the DNA? Because they wanted to see how much original African blood or original American blood is still floating around on these land here. You understand me?
Okay. Take this for example. It's happening right now.
I'm telling you.
Now, take for example, it's happening right now.
All these strange
deaths. Just recently, look at the placement of the Mexicans that are already in the United States.
All right?
We already went through their process.
I
think
started
for
one.
No, listen. They are being placed all around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just as much as when they said, okay, slavery is ended, and all the blacks are free and everything, 90% of the blacks were in the South.
Right.
Okay? All of a sudden, now we see a mass migration.
Right.
They displaced them again. Let them go all out to the different states, and therefore now, once again, back to what we did there. Now, we can create a Social Security Department. We can keep them off of Cali on everybody because you got to have a Social Security number. Mm-hmm. And everybody start fucking wandering across the fucking land and everything. You have to remember, see, this all started out with just where everyone was supposed to educate themselves, to move forward and work in conjunction with each other. Now, as that went on, you see the greed come into play. The greed to me is that when you look at slave labor based on services being rendered and no payment in return, therefore creates a fitter individual. And just as much as they try to come over here, the European, in the beginning, and enforce new taxes on everybody in their name, the same motherfucking white folks who said that they fucking built up the fucking colonies and shit in the beginning, fought against the same fucking thing. So why should not even the individuals who might not be of the white skin not have the same fucking rights?
Hey, let me ask you this question, because I thought about that one day, and I was thinking, and I'm glad you brought that up. I believe that they got another agenda. When the Fed got exposed, okay, the Federal Reserve Bank and their systems, fractional lending and all of that. When they got exposed for how they doing, motherfuckers, people started taking their money out their bank. They own, you know, anything that was owned by the Rothschilds, anything, Federal Reserve. They started taking their money out the motherfucking bank. That's why Greece is bankrupt and a few other countries over there, Netherlands and some other motherfuckers, Bank of America too. Then declared bankruptcy because all they people was taking money out of people and found out what the fuck the Federal Reserve banking system is and what it is all about. How they stole all the gold. And Germany's still waiting on their gold. So the Federal Reserve is trying to come up with the money to pay the Germans off. They don't want to just take it out of their pockets. That's a big challenge. Okay? It might shrink the empire a little bit. But the thing is, if they let all of these motherfucking Mexicans and foreigners into this country, that's new motherfuckers that they could tax. And just like you said, there's some new motherfuckers who can get a social security number, and that's guaranteed money. So now we can take out loans for more money based on this new influx of American citizens. And how they become American citizens, all Latino males have to take on the moniker. White Latino. You are not Latino. You ain't gonna come in this country and say you white.
Okay.
No, but see, this goes back to the Spanish War, where they already were promised.
Oh, yeah?
They were already promised the first class citizenship due to the fact that when they fought against this shit, they lost. They took over all of California, which was controlled by Mexico.
Right.
Alright? And they conceded to the army in there again. They think, you know, now everybody get pushed back to Mexico. You create a border.
Right.
Come on, that's the fuck.
The same thing they did there. They gave us our 48.
So they told them just like here in New York, when the motherfuckers was coming over on the boats and flocks and shit, right? From the old world, mm-hmm. They told them something. They said, hey, listen here. You go jump your ass on that motherfucker's dock and watch what happens to you. There ain't no son of a bitch, right? You take your ass to Ellis Island, and you go through the naturalization process just like everybody else, and you come on into the country.
That's right.
Now, what you got going on? They have to create the same thing, which is what they're doing now. You can't build a great wall in fucking China and don't think there ain't going to be no motherfucking rat holes under the motherfucking wall.
Right. And you know it, man. What we got to do right now at this point, we're going to take a quick 2 minute and 14 second break. You know what I'm saying? Pay our sponsors and shit, you know what I mean? This is Boy E-Max Image, you're on Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
And every week, yeah, it's E-Max, y'all. Each and every week, you know what it is. Each and every week, Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Max?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends, yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Maybe I got it on the phone. Gotta do is call me,
yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind,
yeah.
Each and every week,
hey.
Hood Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Say what?
Heat of the street.
Type in the search
heat
box,
the
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time.
Each and every week,
yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat. Yeah.
He's in your tribe.
Good Tunes Radio.
Oh, yeah. You play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Week.
Cleveland.
Rob Van Winkle. 646-478-0944. It's your boy E-Max. We got Squeak in the house. We got Vet in the house. We got Money with Cheese in the house, and all y'all out there. I'd like to thank everybody that listens online. You know what I'm saying? You can always log on to blogtalkradio.com, click live, and click music. Usually, the photos and everything post at about maybe 5 to 3 minutes until showtime. So if you can't find it, or if you call in and we ain't on the air right away, that's because they start exactly at 9 o'clock. So it's all good. We appreciate that love. Thank y'all very much. Please continue to tune in. Do not forget that we're on Friday and Saturday from 8 to 10. Last Saturday, nigga was just out. Died. You know what I'm saying? White. So, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get a new road back so I can come to the city ticket for my folks. You know what I'm saying? Like we used to. Everybody will be loving when I come to you. Hey, you know, we was sitting here talking during the commercial break, man. I've been hearing all over the internet. I've just been doing a lot of shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, our reporter just came in and then reflected on the fact that Susie Knight should not. See, everybody be smacking me upside the head because I've been saying Susie Knight for years. But it should not. All right, Suge Knight was allegedly found stabbed to death in a jail, so he turned himself in on some of these murder charges he's facing and all of this shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to put
himself in because
my fucking lawyer
wasn't
fucking put shit
on him. Now, my niggas be talking about the Illuminati. Do I believe in the Illuminati? There's some Illuminati shit right there. You know what I mean? This nigga started talking, you know what I'm saying? Now, this motherfucker, first off, some of the videos I've seen, he talking mad shit. All right, and I'm gonna bring some shit out on video that I saw about, you know, the alleged death of Tupac, and they not even think this nigga in Cuba, but he did come out with a track talking about fucking Lil Wayne. Y'all niggas better listen to Young Thugger, this nigga, some other shit. But then he came out with another one, Doggy. He like fuck Jay Z, fuck Kanye West, and others. Y'all niggas talking big shit like y'all doing something. Y'all niggas ain't doing shit. The king is back. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, this new recorded shit. But who knows, niggas do wonderful things with the technology we have nowadays. So, you know, you can't say that shit's true. You can't even say the shit is true because when I looked up on CNN, I looked up on ABC News, I looked up on YouTube, and even on YouTube, man, the Suge Knight found dead is way down at the bottom. You know what I mean? That don't mean nothing because the media could be suppressing some shit. But hey, he might have just set shit up just like Tupac did so he can go manage Tupac career in Cuba. So I will say this though. Now these motherfuckers got footage of the car that Tupac was allegedly shot up in. And then they had the car that the investigators and that the news media had put out there. The differences were the car that we saw in the original footage was a BMW with some spokes on it, a four-door, okay, like a 740. But the one that they had on the news and all of that shit was a station wagon. It could have been a 740 wagon, but it was a wagon, and it had five-star wheels, the original wheels that come with those BMW wagons. So I'm not saying I'm some type of motherfucking reporter or nothing. I'm just saying that my two eyeballs saw some shit that made me think. And then, you know what I'm saying? I got to talk to the world about it because y'all listen sometimes to the shit that I be saying. All right? Now, this Hood Talk Radio, we from the hood, we live in the hood, we was raised in the hood, we trying to get up out this motherfucker. But they making it hard for me. You know what I'm saying? But what you got to do, come up with a plan and stick to it. Stay focused. Just like you said, man, fuck that shit. I'm about to bust these 40 hours plus. Same way. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's gonna come if you make
it. But it comes to understanding that you have to have some type of pressure. You can't just think that I can wake up today and shit is gonna magically appear in front of me and shit that's gonna go through. No.
Man,
we all have to go through what we call a learning lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the learning lesson is what we call exploration through life.
Excellent.
You have to go through the ups and downs. You're going to fucking fall on your face. You're going to go get a job. You're going to get fired from that job. You're going to understand what rejection feels like, so forth and so on. But yet, if you don't never experience it, then how the hell do you know you even experience life?
Can you grow?
This shit is about where if you come out the womb, go pick up a pistol, kill a motherfucker, and then say, okay, I'm done. I get off the planet now.
Man, I saw one of the posts. Excuse me, y'all know what it is. The most disparaging picture in real life I ever saw today. A friend of mine, well, I can't call him a friend, but he was a good co-worker. We'll say that. We was loving. Okay? And I happened to look to the right, and I saw this young man had his head in his hands, and he was in between his knees, and he was sitting on the church door, and it was closed. He was sitting on the steps, and the door was closed. I said, don't worry about it, bro. Things are going to look up. You just got to keep trying. You know what I'm saying? He raised his head up, but I thought I saw a little nod. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like that many times. But I kept saying to myself, fuck that shit, I'm not going to let this shit beat me.
You're looking at the key. What started to inspire you, though? See, you say to yourself, is it, I have a greater good in myself that I know that I can do anything else on this planet. But if I don't apply myself to it,
yeah,
it will never fucking materialize. See, that's what's missing out of the equation in society. Individuals bitch and complain about not having an opportunity. But then, yes, how many motherfuckers willing to take that and complain to that thing and go and educate themselves?
Right.
I understand that shit, don't nobody really want to sit off to a classroom and learn that you feel like this is being lectured to. But yet, here once again, through evolution, individuals might not know how to read, but yet when you look at dictation for individuals pursuing you, bitches pursuing you, and so forth, how it's supposed to look, and how you're supposed to do it, some individuals are not full smart. Some individuals are what we call mechanically inclined.
Right.
Whereas you have other individuals who are full smart and not mechanically inclined.
Right.
But if you take both of them up and put them together, shit, you have a dynamic duo.
Man, bling, bling, bling. Well, listen, I got to bring one more caller in. Somebody else want to join our conversation. Let's see, because I don't know if they pressed the one key or not. 216-704, you in on Hood Talk Radio. What's happening? Who is he? Hello. Is this that big producer, ICE?
Yeah, that's me. What's up with it?
What's good, baby boy?
Nothing.
Hey, y'all, I want to tell y'all something. Today I visited one of Cleveland's greatest studio producers, man. And when I walked into his studio, man, it was like a kid in a candy store. Seriously. It was so much shit in there. I just wanted to touch every goddamn thing. And he just kept pulling drawers out like, bah! He kept pulling curtains back like, bow! And all this shit hooked up like, bow! You seen the blinking lights and all of this shit. And I was dazed for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And you know what he said to me? Man, we got to hook something together, man. I'm like, man, is you serious?
That's right.
All the goodies. So what's good, family? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just trying to do something on the neck. Couldn't catch it, so I had to go ahead and call in. My computer acting up.
That's all right, Sam. I appreciate that love. You know what I mean? That's what we here for. You know what I'm saying? We just chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? I got my nigga Loneliness. You know what I'm saying? This crew out of Louisville, Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? All love, all love. You know? I think Cheese in the house.
This week.
We got that in the house. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't know what to say. He that. Yes, that.
Don't
of course, that. You know what? That's why I said this one. Never fucking give up, you know what I'm saying? I'ma just put it up, put y'all on the mute right quick, you know what I'm saying? So we can, you know, chop it up right quick. I got some shit I wanna say. To all my niggas young and old, you know what I'm saying? For you back to him, it's clear and all how y'all wanna say this. It gotta come a time in your life, man, when everything you're doing, you know what I'm saying, gotta have a reason. You know what I mean? You can't always sit back with all the knowledge that you got. You can't always think about yourself as a nobody. And I give a fuck about nobody else because you don't care about yourself. You gotta flip that shit around. As long as you got some blood pumping through your motherfucking veins and your heart is beating, you wake up every day, man, fuck all that dumb shit. You wake up to go try to hurt somebody and do some dumb shit to people, man. Some motherfuckers shouldn't have been let out of jail. But unfortunately for our motherfucking system, there ain't no hope. So what we got to do as those that got some motherfucking hope is just try to be the watchers, you know what I'm saying, and protect us as much as we possibly can. I ain't telling you to jump in and try to save a motherfucker. Sometimes God got what he got. I tell you that in the Bible. What he made straight, can't nobody make crooked. So if it's coming for you, you're going to get it. So watch what you do. Watch how you treat people. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get out. So if you want some positive shit in your life, put some positive shit in it. I don't care what you've been through, because I've been through a whole lot of shit. All right? We ain't even going to get into me. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the way I feel today, I've been struggling since I fell off. Trying to come back with this music shit. Man, hold it. Let me finish my point. No. Because I got to the point where I felt like I was not competitive anymore. So you know what I did, man? I had to step back and listen to some old shit and reinvent what I heard with a twist. You know what I'm saying? So that basically inspired me that I had to keep going. And you never know what the creator got for you. You never know, man. I turned the corner. I went to an interview when I was supposed to go to another one. I accepted a position when I was supposed to accept another one, man. And ever since I did that, ain't shit but good things been happening. So I just want to, you know, put that out there. When it seemed like it ain't no more, you know what I'm saying? That's when shit used jump out. Now, you can't be waiting around and waiting on. You gotta be out there. You gotta be busy. You gotta do something. You gotta be in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You wanna be in that so that when that door open or if you turn and somebody say, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. Sometimes the people will step over a step and fall down and you standing right behind them and motherfuckers say, hey, welcome, come on in. And you was like, but no, come on. That is your blessing. Don't turn it down. Take it and run with it because it's going to go somewhere else, I swear.
My name is Jeff Fulmer. Also, to understand, even if that door was open, have a solid plan based on when you have a conversation being laid out, you know exactly what you're trying to accomplish. What's the purpose of going to a door if you don't know what the hell I'm trying to do? See, that's what's missing.
All of the times, though, see, sometimes those doors open that ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing, but it will help.
That's right, because you use that as now part of your building block.
That's right.
We call that in the corporate world referrals, because if you have more than one job, then now you're having someone that can vouch for you saying that you are now a good employee. Now, if you ain't got no start in the game, then how are you going to play the game?
Well,
look at what's going
shit just be happening like it's supposed to. And only thing I can say is never give up. Alright? But if you don't put yourself into a position, you know what I'm saying? No matter what status in life you win, if you don't put yourself into a position, hood talk in the way. Alright? You ain't gonna never be able to get out the way. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you stay out the way, in the way ain't gonna catch you. Because sometimes, man, the Lord, as they always say, will put somebody in front of your motherfucking ass and you'll just have to look at them like, get the fuck out of here. Who the hell is you?
But you didn't understand what you were being called for.
Man.
If you get those, what we always call, first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the first impressions is supposed to be the building block. That lets you know what you need to do to prepare yourself. We also call them rejections. We also call them denials. We also call them where the motherfucker tell you to get the hell out of here because you ain't got no motherfucking education. Go get your shit because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Alright, but then you take that as a motherfucking disrespect. Oh, I'm a grown ass motherfucker. Man, how this motherfucker gonna talk to me like that? Because it's true. And the truth is what hurts motherfuckers in society now.
So you know
like,
what?
Oh, let me finish. Just like when we, there's no one fucking reflect back on this. And I went back on this shit and I even asked my partner again. I said, how many motherfuckers actually reflected and did any fucking celebration on Martin Luther King's birthday game? You didn't get no fucking airplay on the television. You didn't get no motherfucking big old hoorahs or nothing. Based on the whole fucking evolutionary
run. They trying to wipe slavery and all that shit out.
I call it an evolutionary run because that was the starting point for motherfuckers to wake up and understand that, look, you are black, yes, you are not like them, yes, and you will never be like them. But yet you best believe through educating yourself and making sure that you are a viable constituent to the community. See, that was missing out of the equation. If everybody fucking moves out of the fucking community, what kind of community you got?
Where we at now?
You got the fucking ghetto. You got a baby fucking ghetto and grand downtown. You just fucking prime out of fucking ass.
Old motherfuckers who own buildings and can't pay their taxes.
See, everybody forget about the teeth. You got to go back to where it is. If education is brought to the forefront and reminding of the past to prepare you for the future, then you motherfuckers are all going to be lost in the present.
That's right. They always say that if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got something that they good at, man. It's all about pursuing that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't, if you got a business mind, it don't make sense to want to be a chef. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to remember, deep down in his heart, he was already inspired to cook.
Mm-hmm.
He just did what he had to do right now because it was once again presented to him.
Well, let me take this little cook job till I can become a brain surgeon.
But yeah, he's still going to school and educating himself, right?
I suppose so.
And
yet, by
the
time he finishes becoming a brain surgeon, the dollars are going to roll in.
And plus now, he's a fucking culinary artist, and he's a fucking brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing motherfucking magic on motherfucking brain.
Look. The point of it all is, man, all you got to do is figure out something that you're good at and work on that shit. If you like to work in factories, nigga, go into a factory and stay in that motherfucker until you can learn something. So to open that door, that's some training. Hold it. Understand that some training in the future might be due and it'll be good for you. You know what I'm saying? But even if it means a better opportunity to open up for you, ain't nothing wrong going to work in the daytime and going to school for a few hours in the evening so that you can step up in life, not just financially, but morally. You'll respect yourself better and you'll have a sense of pride to say, I did something with my motherfucking life.
Themselves in corporate America.
Fuck what can people tell you about let me tell you something. If you can take your ass back to school and get you a piece of paper that you can put on the wall, you know what I'm saying? You got those naysayers out there that said, oh, all you did was go out there and learn the white man's or the elite's way of doing things, and then you're going to end up working for them. Well, it's true. But how about this? Individually, you accomplish something that motherfucker over there talking that shit, smoking Newports, sitting back with his foot crossed, watching flipping through his mama's motherfucking cable that she's screaming about, he got to go get a job. You know what I'm saying? With his 53-year-old ass with braids and a do-rag on.
So why you nagging me?
Right. Come on, mom, with a T-shirt on that's, like, tight around his stomach. With some house shoes on the ass and ankles.
No, you can't run on that ass whole English.
Me drinking whole English. That nigga drinking 111. Talking to his mom. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker got some type of OD. Hope that number come out.
But he hope. I'm just saying, keep it on with you beside it all because in the end,
man, it don't matter where you're at. It don't matter what you've done. You know what I'm saying? The hardest thing to do is forgive yourself for falling out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else in the world can hold you up and high esteem and everything up. But when you decide in your motherfucking head that you can try to beat on yourself and stop calling yourself a failure, and you will realize that that wasn't you talking to yourself. That was one of them motherfucking evil motherfuckers that was sitting here to keep you pressed down in your thoughts, in your spirit, so that you can't become that motherfucker that you aspire to be. See, it's a difference in aspirations and things of that nature and dreaming about it and talking about it. If what you're doing is what you talk about, you understand, one of these things, that shit gonna pay off for you. You know, and the more you stay consistent with it, the bigger you're gonna be, and the more motherfuckers gonna appreciate the gift that was given to you that you don't mind sharing at all. You gonna always have your hater, but like I do, I laugh at them. You know what I'm saying? I laugh at them. Because I pick up on a little subtle thing. Every time I produce a song for somebody, it's so hot. The lame-o's got to come back and do a remix with the same artist. You know, same song, just they own different types of samples of beats, you know, knowing I'm a creator. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it, you can't fuck with creators, man. If you're a creator, you better realize what you have in you that others don't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even if you don't, the Bible says, and I'm not trying to preach to y'all, but there's certain little things that stick out and make so much sense. You know what I'm saying? It was like, this is supposed to be Jesus talking. It was like the thumb can't tell the pinky, I don't need you, when the hand need all five fingers. Every last one of those fingers got a job for your hand. All right? So don't ever think that one of your fingers is less important than the other. So if you good at flowing, but your nigga is good at making beats and playing the keys and shit, and your other nigga good at DJing and shit, and y'all a group, then y'all one, all three y'all on the same accord. Y'all want the same thing. As long as you communicate with each other, you keep all that shit on the table, and there won't be no issues. If a record label want to sign your nigga, but they don't want to sign y'all, let them motherfuckers sign your nigga and then your nigga gonna sign y'all. That's just how it go down. Everybody get a piece of the pie one way or the other. That's how it works. You know what I'm saying? But when niggas get to talking shit, oh man, blue, 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 blue. Hey, what you do? What you do? Niggas split up. And that's what they love. All right? Conquer, they separate, and then they destroy. Period. And that's how life is. If you let life conquer you, it's gonna destroy your ass. You know what I'm saying? We living in hard times right now. Ain't no denying that what we going through right now, fucked up shit. So gazy. And I hope y'all niggas in prison can get to my show because, hey, I've been there too. But I just figured out a way how to stay the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why niggas like going back. don't understand why niggas can't try to do something different. You know, niggas sit in jail and read all the motherfucking time. I'm pretty sure you came across that phrase, insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. I absorb that shit. Let's do something different. And guess what? I'm still here. Thank the Creator, because it just tells me that you got something for me. So I cannot give up hope.
Hey, I'm still here.
It's something that he got for me to do.
And if you are not with the unfinished business, then the mission and the quest must go on.
Nah.
So now look, you just emphasize on saying that you have to take a couple steps back and reflect and come up with some crack and brand new on the music world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet you got a guy right there who's on the other end.
He went back online. That's cool. But let me tell you something. Let me give it to you like this. I'm gonna fuck with you right now. I'm getting ready to fuck with you right now. Hey, for y'all that don't know, this is my nigga Cheese, man. This motherfucker been around this shit, man. And what was it, 2001? 2002, no, I got out of prison in 2001. That was the last time I went in.
Yeah,
it was like
every time I did a bit,
this nigga come walking through with his can. I'm like, again? He like, again, nigga? I'm like, man, fuck that dude. This is the last time, nigga. On the music side, man, you know what I'm saying? This is my dog, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. So he knows where I came from to where I am now. Now, listen. Remember when I was living on Buckeye, man, and little young nigga said, hey, man, why you sitting around with all that motherfucking hardware and shit, and all you got to do is run all your shit through the computer. And I looked at him sideways like a dog, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So he comes to my house one day, man, he unhooked all this motherfucking shit, and he ran two cords through my motherfucking computer. You got to get a sound card. So I bought the sound card. And he came and he hooked all this shit up. Showed me how to hook it up. Showed me how to use it. And I've been a beast on this shit ever since. Alright? Now, you know your motherfucking stuff. What I say, only thing I need now in my studio is what? Sound. Alright? I turned out the job in a minute to go down here on 40 because it's about to be cold. And if I gotta catch the bus, man, goddamn, I don't want to be trying to go to a minute. We'll get it right home or something, you know what I mean? So, I meet DJ/producer Ice. I'm an oldest machine, should we get started? This motherfucker tells me about all this shit. Long story short, man, he came to my studio this afternoon, my little song like station, as I call it now. He said, man, I got some shit for you, man. I've been trying to give it to you for so long, man. Today is the day. Put this little flash drive to my computer, man. The shit that's getting ready to come out of this motherfucking lab. That's all I can say.
We emerging.
I'm getting ready on everything I love, y'all. I'm getting ready to drop at least 14 hot tracks. By the end of the motherfucking month. Now, everybody know I got a YouTube channel. You can go Emax the Image on YouTube, look at some of my videos, this and the other. I actually got two. But the main one is the Image. Alright? On YouTube. All you gotta do is look for Emax the Image on YouTube. That's EmaxxTheEmijJ. You know, I even got a couple of songs that I did a long time ago. But the shit that I'm getting ready to post, I got a reverb mention page. I'm getting ready to charge that bitch up because I got some free downloads and some shit on that too. Emax the Image on Reverb Nation. So y'all can check me out. I got some old shit. But I'm telling you, man, when I say never give up, if there is hope, I mean, dude, it ain't like I gave up. But I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs about how the fuck am I going to bring some shit out the motherfucking box when I ain't got nothing to play with, huh? My name came through. He set me up with some shit. So much shit, in 2.5 hours, man, I hadn't even begun to touch it. He just kept reminding me of the shit that I hadn't even put it in the goddamn.
Literally,
you know, if
you
don't get
sometimes
you
step back. Yeah. Remember
when you get frustrated and
just
fucking erase everything? Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. I'm good.
The whole year of just
erasing
everything. I'm like, what the hell?
I did that shit today, man. But I did this shit because it just came back to me. It was some bullshit. Because I was basically
testing
out the sound. You always saying
this,
hey, everything. Always hurt to a cop. It was some bullshit.
And in the end, never, ever
know
what might be
coming. It was some bullshit. So I erased it. DJ Ice was sitting next to me. And I ain't wanting to, you know, feel like, you know, oh, this nigga just making any damn thing, you know what I'm saying? He had to know. So I told him. I told him off the rip. I was like, first production, you know what I'm saying? You gonna get to hear that shit first. You know, that's what's up. He just voted me up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got some hours to spend in the lab. I'm gonna have a problem going to bed at night. Ain't that some shit? My motherfucker got to be like, well, you wasn't ready? Who knew? Blade Eric, this nigga named Eric too. So, the thing is, y'all, the point of all that gibber was that you never fucking give up. Right? Never give up, man. I don't care because you don't know what the creator got for you. You know what I'm saying? Look like producer Ice back. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if he'll still. Ice, what's happening? Oh man, y'all over there loud and partying and kicking it. What's happening?
What's up with it?
Chilling, man. I'm chilling. Good talking at you. So yeah, man. Just, you know,
hey.
I was just making. Yeah.
What's
can you hear me?
It, yeah, I can hear you. I was on the computer on your shit, and then I just called back in for a minute. Yeah, I still got some shit to lay back on you though, man. I'm gonna get you together.
See what I'm saying? Now, had I took the job out in Leonard, I would never met this man. You know what I'm saying? Had my van not been sitting outside looking good, I would have never got a chance to pick him up. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what the Creator has for you. You never know who he gonna bring into your life. And when you got a purpose, when you have a purpose, okay, it's just gonna be like that. Everybody that he brings to you is gonna be the people that need to be around you and the people that need you need to be around. So
sure.
We're gonna bring one more call, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So you just understand, y'all, that, you know, there is what they call a God. There is a God somewhere. He may not be what they telling us he is, but he out there, trust me. And as long as you keep him first, because you was created, you are the creation. Okay, it's the reason why you wake up every day. And some people ain't waking up today. This baby ain't waking up today. This kids, they ain't waking up today. So you got to be thankful. The first thing you do when you get up in the morning, you don't say, thank you, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me today. You say, thank you, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? Because there's something that he woke you up for. You know what I mean? So I can't say anything negative about the only thing I can say is there's some weird shit happening in my life and it's all for the good. Now, I got my setback. My feet be hurting when I walk the 40th and Kansas and get on that bus. But you know what? When I get on that motherfucking bus, I know it ain't that far from home. I kick them motherfucking shoes up and say it's a hard day done. Because it's a girl. It's a girl that live upstairs from me be standing at the bus stop at 5 o'clock in the morning. So if she can do it, I can do it. You understand, y'all? Keep the fuck going. You know what I'm saying? and some of y'all Bible thumpers out there, y'all know this little line. And it's in the New Testament, so, you know, I'm saying what I was taught to. The slothful man that say is the lion in the street, I ain't going outside. Until that lion go away. But the Bible don't tell you that lion is hungry. And he ain't going nowhere because he can smell your fear.
He
going to wait for your ass. He ain't going to leave until he feel, oh, he ain't scared of me no more. I've been out here too long. Let me go. Now, if you take that and you apply that shit to your life, you'll see that all of the shit you running from is because you think it's a motherfucking hungry-ass lion out there in the street waiting to eat the fuck out of you. And it's not. Just your imagination once again running away with me. Ain't no line in a motherfucking street. They at the zoo, bitch. Get your ass on the bus. Fuck your Jordans. Keep the fuck going, man. It's gonna be snowing in a minute. Then what excuse you gonna have? It's too fucking cold.
Yep.
And then when it start getting warm again, you gonna be like, man, if I had just gotten a job, man, while it was getting cold, man, I have an end of day check right now and a summer break and I'm still wearing Walmart suits. All you gotta do, nigga, is apply your fuck back. If the grocery store at the corner is hiring, what the fuck is shame in getting a fake check? You and me, so many women, hey, you got you a job. Yeah, even though you just making bag, you got you a job. That's what's important. You can move forward. You know what I'm saying? Something. You can do something with yourself. Get your hair braided. Get your shit cut, trimmed up at the barbershop like a big man now. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to shop at Walmart no more. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Big Smalls or something. It's hope. You know what I mean? All these motherfuckers, listen. If you ever take the opportunity, and I said take it because it's all over the fucking news right now, sit the fuck down and listen to the shit these motherfuckers talking about on these debates. You know what they're talking about? Cutting programs. When they say cutting programs, all you motherfuckers that ain't trying to do nothing with yourself, you ain't getting nothing. We're not going to help you do nothing. I saw this black lady get up there and give these motherfuckers in Congress a 5-minute speech about how all the language that they use and the policies that they agreed on and coming up with is getting ready to cut some motherfucking shit for poor people because they said them motherfuckers ain't doing nothing with themselves to deserve it. So taking that from these motherfuckers that we elected to be, in positions to lead us, in quotations, and then they just appoint motherfuckers. Okay, you, y'all going along with what I'm really trying to do, so y'all in. You know what I'm saying? That's how they do it.
For those of you lobbyists or goddamn for the states, who are leading the chief, they want to go. You gotta remember, look, this is what I work with. I said, okay, look, in order for the poor people to understand exactly how government moves over good for where that person stands is up. If the state is fucked up, then the people ain't working, the high unemployment, the housing is all fucked up and everything, you see what I'm saying? If all these realms are happening all at the same time, and then all of a sudden you come and you become the savior behind saying that you didn't create a new budget, you didn't create a surplus, you created $1,500 jobs, $500,000 jobs. You know, they always got the inflation numbers. Look at the shit that really is about no numbers like that. They're not even close to a shit like that. Look at the motherfucking equation that game. Why is this supposed to be a booming city? But yet, therefore, when you look at these building projects, man, you don't see no blacks on no fucking projects. All you got to see the blacks is when it's time to put the fucking sidewalks in and put the grass and shit in. Then you see the blacks.
Yeah, them motherfuckers don't want to come to
our hood. You motherfucking layup guys and shit, you know what I mean? What the fuck happened to QB and the fucking Mason and the fucking iron workers and shit? You got all these fucking training facilities here, but yet you got some high-ass fucking pipes that you got to pay to get into.
Hey, but wait a minute, though. How about this? UTR, you can work on Harley Davidson's too! What the fuck? You close them all down and put a school in there that teach you how to work on the boat motor? Get the fuck out. Where you gonna work, black man?
Right.
Down by the lake?
They're gonna let you work in no dealership.
At Kelly Island? Get the fuck out of here. You better go to Africa with that degree. Cuba. Learn another language.
See, I mean, it's still good if you do educate yourself.
Man, fuck that. Buy you a motorcycle and let the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, who sold it to you work on it. Learn you something and figure out how to make the money to pay for your repairs.
All those crazy motherfuckers drive around with these motherfuckers.
They know how to work on them bitches.
They got no fucking license, no tags on these bitches. They're running around lawlessness, right? All you some bitches need to take your ass to the
school. Go to the track.
Go to the track. Learn how to work on those motherfuckers. Legal ass AL. Get you a little part-time job. And y'all can create your own fucking bike for the year in Ohio. But yeah, what are you motherfuckers doing? Y'all running from the fucking police. Disrupting the fucking traffic and everything. And then when the motherfucker ain't really paying attention because they got their sound bumpers and run you motherfuckers over and everything. Now, what do you got?
Oh, Jimmy Boo Boo was a good boy.
Right. And they never jump in to pull over and try to rescue you.
My condolences to the family of Jimmy Boo Boo. He was riding his willy with his hand dragging the ground, and he was trying to pick this rock up, and his car swerved across the yellow line.
Through the power of persuasion of your community, your county, you can advocate for them to put in a little track area for the youth in the community.
Yeah,
so
you know what
they
doing.
Got air, what they can cold, and they can run their bikes.
You know what it's doing, right? All these dumbass little boys riding up and down the street on bicycles, popping wheelies and shit, driving up and down the middle of the motherfucking road, thinking that shit is like they on a motherfucking real motorcycle.
Right.
And
what
it's like, get your punk, man. No, these are bicycles. Little boys riding in the middle of the street, popping wheelies, just peeing out, but they don't give a fuck about time. You better stop and get the fuck out the way. Man.
Well,
no,
you get your ass ran over.
Man, and these damn neighbors, you know what? And I got to say this about y'all dumbass motherfuckers out in Cleveland, Ohio. Y'all fucking ass crazy motherfuckers that live in cul-de-sacs and shit got these signs posted on the corners of y'all streets talking about, you know, drive like your kids live here. And all y'all motherfucking kids playing out in the middle of the motherfucking street. Somebody gonna ride by and take a video of that shit and put it up, and y'all gonna have to take that bullshit off. City sign.
They put that on the city poles.
Motherfuckers. It started in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? It started out in the suburbs, man. Them folks was tired of them motherfuckers running those people, knocking them in the ditches, you know, out there where they ain't got no sidewalk. Yes, they do, even on Kinsman.
But how many of them actually follow the rules?
Shit, we got sidewalks. Motherfuckers still walk in the street.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
Look like they gave you to him.
Man, I'll smack you with that mirror. Boo! And bend the corner. You'll be laying down in Tennessee. Oh, no, no, the motherfuckers came by. I was walking in the street. Well, why was you walking in the street, sir? When the sidewalk's perfectly fine. And it's lit up.
Right.
Just being an asshole. Stop walking in the fucking street, man. Don't you know that Martin Luther King Jr. and Marcus Garvey had all your grandparents and all the motherfuckers worked hard at CCC, which is Cleveland Central Concrete, to put them damn sidewalks in the neighborhood? They didn't want us to have sidewalks. All right, when they let the niggas work at the concrete flat and got to making money, you could feed your family. They were bringing concrete to the hood. Now y'all motherfuckers walking the street, just spitting off. Fuck that shit, man. The kids is walking in the fucking street. The only time you see kids walking on the sidewalk is when they parents behind them and they going to the school bus stop.
That's it, man. Other than that, them motherfuckers act like if something's gonna jump out the bushes. But then again, these niggas is going nuts out here. Honey Boo Boo, that's why Honey Boo Boo ain't on the air no more. Man, no, it's not funny. These motherfuckers is going haywire.
Let me
hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm just gonna say this right quick. Don't y'all motherfuckers know that when y'all watch the news and they say here's this motherfucker that used to go around raping kids and this and that and other, blah, 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 blah. He got 20 years in prison. Man, if you 20, by the time you 40 and the crime spree in your neighborhood goes back up again, you gotta go back. So you figuring all these little motherfuckers that's going to jail right now doing 5 to 25 and 8 20 and 18. By the time the motherfuckers do that 25, they're going to be in their 40s. And they're going to be some mad motherfuckers getting out of jail. Because what happened to niggas in jail is different than how niggas is raised in the streets. When you go to jail, when you in prison, fuck jail. Jail is a gladiator school. That's where you know you get your shit off and you mad because you got caught and you in that orange jumper. You know what I'm saying? And if you one of those, you lynching the bucket and doing back arms off the seat.
Right. Y'all, the motherfucking areas and shit.
Jumping jacks in your motherfucking cell. Know as soon as you get out, you're going to blow a fat one. And all the muscles going to shrivel up. Chucky Green, I seen you motherfucking halfway house photos, nigga. You hit kids and boy, I swear, you going to be about big as a pencil next week. So, that's just the way it's been since I've been knowing you, nigga. Everybody else knows why you putting shit out there and don't nobody else know. I love you, though, because you're still alive. It's something God got for you, man. I don't know if you get it. You know? And that's what this show is about tonight, man. It's something that we all here for. So if you just focus on something, that might be what it is. Now, if you feel like you want to run the street, start stabbing motherfuckers, smacking bitches, kicking bitches in the chest because you a hot rap artist, you know?
Hey,
you ever wonder why when you see on the news some little young 20-year-old motherfucker whooped some 82-year-old motherfucker's ass? Because when that motherfucker was 20, he's probably a motherfucker out there whooping 82-year-old motherfucker's asses. And when he turned 82, and he thought he could still do it, his mind told him, this little 20-year-old gonna get on my motherfucking nerves and I'm gonna say something. Hello, welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you? Oh, hell no. I don't want no old motherfucker taking my order. What you say to me? And that motherfucker jumped over the counter and warmed your McDonald's ass, didn't he? You don't even know why. Nobody tried. They feel sorry for them old motherfuckers who get took out like that. What happened? Let's rewind the tape. That fly that was on the wall that night. When you and your boys was walking down the street. And this old man was walking down the street with his bottle of wine in his hand. He was on his way home. And y'all motherfuckers knocked his ass out. He was the one who threw the first punch. Pop! And he fell to the ground. Well, my friend, his great-grandson met you at McDonald's.
Right.
While he was taking his order. Trying to be a smart old ass. Okay? Know your motherfucking lane, man. Stay in that shit. If you can't fight, talk nice. Hi, how are you? People will laugh at you like, hell no, man. You the whitest nigga ever. Don't be walking around with your motherfucking chest stuck out like, you know, you can take a punch. Hanging with the niggas and shit, putting on colors. You can't. Yeah, you can ride a motorcycle, but when the shit gets thick, what you gonna do? Face to the back. Or you gonna stand up front and take a punch and get knocked out in front of all your boys? Like, yeah, nigga, I was there. Yeah, you were, though. But we had to take you on thank you home, though. You was there, though. You was there.
He's standing his lane.
Hey, I'm gonna go over here and calm the girls down, okay? That's what you need. you going over there.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I see a different attitude.
Right. But, see, that just be the nigga who's dad is just not as old and bold. You gotta even get out in the hood sometimes, man. Like Bruce Lee, I mean, you do. They go to karate school all their life, and then they just walk through the hood and go pick a fight, see if they can steal, if they can win.
What do we see?
Sometimes they got their ass whooped. They had to go back and learn a little bit more.
You still had to take your ass back to school.
You're like, ah, oh, the master knew.
The master
knew. Ah, oh, you went to the city, didn't you?
And see, everybody just like right now, when we're there, like, you're running around and shit, they just be fucking with a little feel and real and shit. Running around like this, this is weird.
Sometimes, man, to absorb some shit, you gotta hear it in a different light.
Right. Right, because they don't understand it. What we call a state talk.
And now in the news.
You gotta give a pause and embrace this shit, you know what I mean? Because, look, it's just like a video game. They playing three things hard at the same time. They got this fucking game going over here. They listen to this shit. They playing this one.
And
then they got
the
TV going over here. Come on,
hey, man. Let me ask you a question. Just take away from the serious. Just some shit, just one of those things, like I seen you say, I'm going to make a statement, but this is what I call the itching of the brain, okay? Some of my niggas is, you know, they be, some of my niggas is team, so I ask this question. When you was in school, and you was going and shit, when a teacher told you, your ABCs, and you said ABB or ACC, and did you pass the class? Because that's the only goddamn thing that make a fucking difference. So you've been walking around going A, B, B, D, E, F, G, and your dude's over there A, C, 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 D, F, Z. And both of y'all motherfuckers fail because you refuse to say the letter C. And his dumb ass couldn't say the letter B. So what the fuck? Both of y'all niggas is dumb. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Who manages Slim Thugger's money? Because he's telling you right now, my fucking, these motherfuckers is mad at me because I didn't even go to school and I'm right here where I'm at. So when he fall off and baby get tired of the booty, what he going to do?
Man, I was Slim Thugger, nigga. You don't remember me? Oh, what did they say? That was me, nigga.
Sitting on the corner of that Bob's Liquor.
But then you remember that in the file,
right? Yeah, that's just for real. It's just a goddamn repeat. History repeats its motherfucking self. Look, where's OJ at? They just showed a motherfucking whole hour fucking special on the videotape that they didn't show you. They showed OJ some motherfucking love. The ones that they showed on us on the TV, this nigga was intelligent. He was speaking like he had some goddamn sense. He really didn't do it. But the shit that they didn't show us, they showed us last night. That motherfucker. Well, who said I did that? Man, this motherfucker went dumb. And I said, no goddamn wonder. Somebody said, hey, OJ, they got your shit up. Let's go get it. But we gotta break the gate down. Fuck it, let's break the gate. I'm OJ.
Right.
See, he's old J.
Old.
Whew, that nigga put them prison glasses on and he didn't even look like OJ.
Wow.
He look like some old nigga that
kind of looked like O.J. Simpson. So I'm like, damn, they stripped that nigga down to nothing. That's some Illuminati shit.
Right.
You gonna take it in the ass, motherfucker, or we gonna kill your family and it's gonna look like you do. You got way more than 50 million. You've been getting millions your whole fucking career. Now you even jump from here to there, now you're acting. Fucking with the Naked Gun series and all this and all that shit. Super funny. And you ain't polished no dime but took nothing in the ass, man. Come on, ain't nobody in your family even died. And you got all this success. Stop it.
Somebody gotta go.
Somebody gotta go. Well, you didn't want to let play nobody else is gonna happen. Do what you do. You can get that ass up one way or other. So he gonna get tired of sitting in that jail cell. He gonna be like, God, I got the grief. Get me out of this shit.
Right.
Oh, so did Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he came back from
out of
this
shit. Fuck it.
Fuck it. This is corporate America. I can't run from this country.
Can't run from
him. Do white folks.
That's why Shiv Knight faked this death so he can go to Cuba and manage Tupac. Machiavelli stated himself, the original Machiavelli said,
The best way to fake him out is to disappear.
Fake your death.
You bastard.
That's how you fake the enemy out. So I don't know how many motherfuckers Michael Jackson probably walked around.
They came with this shit, you know what I mean? 7-8 motherfuckers.
Michael Jackson took the little thing out of his throat so he could talk normal. And they don't recognize him. Shit, yeah, what's up? Let me get a 6-pack of Miller and a box of Swiss and Grapes.
Right.
As a matter of fact, let me get the Expendos.
Like, you know, you look like Michael Jackson.
No, nah, people say that shit all the time. I'm serious. I mean, if you didn't want to take it up the ass, wouldn't you disappear? I would disappear and be like, how much I got in the bank?
Right.
49 point what? And they want to meet with who? I'm going to go over here, okay?
Right.
I see y'all. Hey, matter of fact, can I get that in cash? I'm out. You ain't never gonna hear another song by me.
I wanna make sure my shit is deposited. Just
send
this shit where it needs to go.
Nigga, I'm
lame.
I would be that nigga sitting on my mama. I would be that nigga.
Hey, shit,
he gone. I'll be sitting in my mama house with a remote in my house shoes with ashy ankles and my t-shirt that's tight on my stomach, but she won't be crying about me getting no job. Boy, you need to get up and get some exercise. Just because you rich, that don't mean you sit around on your ass all day. I'm going, mama, eating the motherfucking tuna sub. Now, move, mama, I can't see the TV.
It's 65 inches big, motherfucker, what you mean? Trying to say I'm fat?
No, you in the way of the TV. So come on, y'all.
Plug in.
Live up to your motherfucking potential. And do something to make yourself motherfucker proud of yourself. Believe it or not, when you proud of yourself, everybody else.
Hey, you know what's so fucked up? Is that this is what I am. God's creation. God created all his creatures in the business. And by the creation in the business, he can start hidden talent in each one of them, because then therefore, as you look at the caretakers of the planet, which we are, we need builders, we need poets, we need scholars, we need teachers, we need workers. Also, you got to remember, alchemy has always played a key role in our evolution behind understanding the different realms. Understand from something that's fucking heavy ain't gonna never go nowhere to something super light that can fucking fly out the fucking place. Why do you think that we are now into what I call our own part of that system? We're in the Buck Rogers era now.
Buck Rogers.
Because we got tech things that are getting ready to go up. because you got to remember, just like I had emphasized, you got babies that are doing three things all at the same time. If you on a fucking spacecraft, what the fuck you got to do? You gonna be working like a motherfucker.
Because you don't want that fish to stop.
Just like when you looked at the NASA program that they just did this little experiment on over this last year, once we perfect the force field, which I had told you about. Remember when we were doing our fucking study on that little shit and everything, we were going back, we said, the propulsion system is perfect, we got that now. Only thing we missed is the motherfucking force field. But you got to remember, through the impulse weapon in that thing, you can use that to harness around the craft. You can repel anything that might come at it.
Yeah, because it's funny how they sent that motherfucking probe out 70 years ago. Was it 20 years ago? No, 70 years ago. New Horizons. And it just started sending pictures back, man, about 7 to 8 months ago. So now it's on the other side of Mars. They're trying to go past Mars and put another motherfucker.
No, no, that's 20 years.
No, this is, well, this is another one. This is the New Horizons 20 years ago. Yeah, that's right. That's right. In the 90s. But after 96, as a matter of fact, so they didn't 20 years.
This is what everybody is talking about now, where if you bring all the fucking planets together and understand your natural resources, just imagine what you can go ahead and get ready to produce in what we call the next aircraft.
Man, that motherfucker ain't never coming back. It ain't ever coming back, dude.
Listen,
if that motherfucker going to another solar system, man,
look,
that
you know
bitch ain't never
back.
Coming
you know
back. And we ain't gonna never see no motherfucking pictures. They got pictures out there talking about the pictures that these motherfuckers are sending back in space they made in Hollywood. They can say, you know what I'm saying? They breaking these motherfucking photogenic or Photoshop pictures down, but who the fuck knows, man? It's only a handful of motherfuckers that are climbing the goddamn rocket and flying in space anyway. I ain't trying to do it. Great job, George. Happy landing. We'll be waiting for the news. So I applaud a motherfucker that will go to the moon.
They're going to make a movie.
I will.
They're going to make a movie. It's coming out.
No, none of my niggas want to go to
Matt
the moon.
Matt Damon.
They want to go to the lake and watch the moon go down and smoke a fatty.
The first one to take us on Mars. All right? Now, the whole fucking expedition, they just blows up and everything. So they get fucked up and one of the fighters. They got to go through the whole fucking thing. But the point I'm making here is that when you look at what's going on, once again, as I had emphasized, see, I said, listen, how can we go back and understand history? If history did not already evolve all the way to this point where we are now, we can't say that this shit did not happen in the past.
Of course it did.
Now, if we are now those creatures that are left on the planet.
Nah, what happens is when the aliens came down here and they spooted some nut in, you know, a human race, and then we became the baby. But after a while, you know, slavery came in and they couldn't determine who was the aliens and who was the humans. So then they started just saying, okay, y'all the motherfuckers over here, y'all will never come up to us. So they labeled us the not aliens but subhuman, okay? So that pushed us to the side. Now they call you motherfuckers the grays.
So,
and the whites.
If the blacks,
Eddie Griffin asked this question. What happened to all the motherfucking albinos? I only seen one albino, Dick Face. I only seen one albino in the past 5 or 6 years, man. But y'all know what? I had fun tonight. I hope y'all did. Loneliness, my nigga, I'm glad you joined us through the entire show. You know that we're going to show you some love, man. As soon as we get all of these pages set up right, your shit going to go on there too, man. So you know what I'm saying? Keep in touch. Yeah. So what we want y'all to do, check us out Friday night if you can, or Saturday night from 8 to 10 for Hood Tunes Radio. You hear some of Cleveland's great music, you know what I'm saying, from some of the good artists out here, man. Some of them know their potential, some of them don't. But I'm glad they fuck with your nigga, E. Max, the image. So thank y'all all for tuning in to Hood Talk Radio. We will be back next week for everybody, just to understand. This my nigga Scoop. From Lexington, Kentucky. Just duffel bag boy. Good night, everybody.
I should be fast. In my motherfucking clip, I keep a couple grams in my Gucci duffel bag. I keep a couple pounds, you ain't got a bag at all. I should break it down, nigga, new grand pants, but turn it white to brown in my motherfucking clip. I keep a couple grams in my Gucci duffel bag. I keep a couple pounds, you ain't got a bag at all. I can break it down, nigga, known as Rand Tan. So turn it white to brown. 17 shots, all of them got an attitude. When you see that barrel, let that little nigga, you better do. Say I'm too safe. Last week I was cool. Now we owe me money, touch that boy like I'm a suit. Give a fuck about his excuse. I came for my cash. I'm in love with money. I'ma add that bitch to marry me. Before I brush my teeth, say my prayers, grab my scales, kiss my bitch, roll my blunt, grab my dick, drink my sales. Black on fire like a Draco. Locals and the feds said the Mexicans in peso. I be getting bread, said he bring them by the caseload. Money on your head, oh you too. Good right, bitch. Money for some head, yo, boy. All of them shopping me. I'ma keep it booming till them niggas come and rob me. Whole thing 13, ounce of buck 50. If you don't like my price, you ain't got it in my motherfucking clip. I keep a couple grams in my Gucci duffel bag. I keep a couple pounds, you ain't got a bag at all. I should break it down, nigga, no one's